This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
For where we are right now, I'm not confident on exactly where, you know, the first nine picks are going to fall.
Yeah.
But that's something that we'll look into, and we'll definitely weigh the option of, hey, if we can move back and collect, you know, a certain pick in this range, could that be really beneficial for us as well? So, yeah, that'll be in play.
That was Ryan Poles. Of course, we know what is next. It is the NFL draft. Now, about 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from today would be the second day. So we are bringing on Brett Coleman. He is the creator of The Film Room on YouTube, co-host of the Bootleg Football Podcast. You can see all of his work on his YouTube channel, Brett Coleman. Joining us from LA, we always enjoy talking to you. Thanks for coming on the Midday Show, Brett.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
We also had to laugh about your NFL hat because it was told by our producer Ray Diaz that you were wearing, quote, the Rob Lowe hat.
Are you neutral, Brett? Are you neutral? Is that what's going on here?
You're supporting the Shield.
I have two teams that I root for, which I know people consider that sacrilege, but it's the two teams where, like, my dad worked when I was growing up. So he started out in Houston and then he moved to Chicago. He actually lived in the Loop, Franklin and Van Buren, I believe, for a long time. So I picked up the Bears as my second team. But, you know, during draft season, I love all my children equally. I cover all 32.
Is that the Texans or the Oilers that you're talking about when you say Houston?
Texans, early 2000s.
Got it.
2000s. So it was right after the team that I don't speak of, you know, left Houston. But
oh yeah,
it's all right.
Oh, you know what? Just because we're here. How do you feel about the Titans having those uniforms?
I think it's poetic justice that every time they wear the Oilers throwbacks, they try to do it against the Texans and they lose every single time. And then they just announce that they're actually shelving them for 2025. So I think they got tired of losing in them.
I did not know that, but that is the best news I've heard all day.
Yeah,
they're not theirs.
It felt dirty. It felt dirty. So yeah, we're with you on that.
I think we want to start with you just on, we've seen multiple mock drafts now. We just had a guest on from our BetMGM network talking about the odds for the Bears and drafting Ashton Jeanty, of course, the super back from Boise State. So I think that's where we want to start with you. Just the latest on if you think that likelihood is going to take place, knowing that arguably, you know, at least 8 of the other 10 teams could also want his services as well.
I really don't think Jeanty's going to be there. I don't think Tyler Warren's going to be there. Obviously, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter. Like, I think all those guys are going to be gone in the first 7 picks. And so they're going to be left with a really, really hard decision because they are firmly in the second tier of players by the time we get to pick 10. All the first tier guys, whether you want to say a 1A tier or a 1B tier, they're all going to be gone. So it's going to come down to, you know, do you like Mason Graham enough to take him at 10, which for me, I'm a little bit different. I'm a little bit lower on Mason Graham than a lot of people. Just I size, length, lack of power as a pass rusher. I think he's a really, really solid run defending defensive tackle as a pass rusher. Like, he's pretty streaky, and I think if you just want pure pass rush from an interior rusher, there's guys that you can get elsewhere in this draft that I think would still fill that role. So I'm not even sure Mason Graham is in play at 10. I think we're looking at potentially like a Malachi Starks pick, which I know is a name that not a lot of Bears fans have considered, but A, he's the best safety in this class. He's one of the only blue chip talents that I think will potentially be on the board because he plays safety. And then people also have to remember there's no safeties on the roster after this season. So if you want to draft for a year ahead and have a guy who A, probably could start this year anyway, and B, you already have that solution built in for 2026, and you're getting a really, really good player with contract control for 5 years, who, by the way, based on rookie slotting, is only going to be like the 30th highest paid safety anyway. Like, I think Malachi Starks is somebody to pay attention to. I really don't think Genty or Warren are going to be there.
Do you think it makes more sense because of Starks and maybe him not being that high on draft boards to trade down and take a guy like that, or even an offensive tackle? Or do you think they should just draft from where they are? Because it doesn't sound like they're going to have the willingness to give up what it would take to get to that first tier that you were just talking about.
I think ideally, yes, trading down would be great. But I don't know if they're going to be able to go that far, right? Like, they might be able to go into the mid-teens if somebody's trying to jump the Niners to get a corner or a defensive tackle because they need both. Like, I could see them maybe going to like 15 if the Falcons want to come up to jump the Niners, or maybe if the Bengals want to come up to get an edge, depending on how the Trey Hendrickson thing is working out. Like, hell, I honestly wouldn't even hate it if a Trey Hendrickson trade for Chicago was part of a swap down to 17, if they could make the math work on that one. So I would love it if they could trade down. The hard part is finding somebody who wants to come up.
Man, you just said something that would make a lot of people very, very happy. I thought that was not even something to consider. But the math would be the difficult piece of this because of how much money the Bears' recent moves have already taken off of that cap. Like, that would have to be some... It would have to be some Bengals math, frankly, where you're paying somebody into 2098. I don't know how you work it out.
And it's something that you see happen in the league a little bit more often, not to go on a tangent, but Bears fans, follow me here. If you're looking at what the Eagles have done as far as how they structure their contracts, a lot of that is only possible because of all the money that they have raised, all the liquid capital, the actual cash that they have raised. And Jeffrey Lurie last year sold an 8% stake of the Eagles for about $660 million. And what that allowed them to do was pay all of these contracts that are essentially just option bonuses spread out for years and years and years with these void years on the end of the deal, so that they can keep cap hits low while paying guys at top of market value. But that's only possible if you have a whole bunch of liquid cash available. The Bears, in theory, could do that too. I just don't know how much liquid they have available.
Well,
or
also
what they could do to raise it.
Well, the stadium piece of this is huge for the Bears. So our understanding is it's perhaps a McCaskey family 70% or so. But, you know, I don't know that they've taken advantage of that private equity 10% that the NFL has just now allowed. But the reason we have the numbers on this, or at least some of the numbers, is because they want to build that stadium at Arlington Heights. That's a property that has been sitting vacant since they purchased it. They have not broken ground on anything. There's still talk that the stadium might be built somewhere else, although that has dwindled. And we don't know if they're going to need that, say that liquid you just discussed, for the stadium project.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road.
in. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And not to mention, like, it's really, not to go in a completely different direction, but with the way the world economy is looking right now, and nobody knows exactly how expensive it's going to be to import construction materials that we need to build a stadium, there could be so many cost overruns on that thing, even if they decided to build it in Arlington or whatever they decide to do, like in Chicago proper. Like, construction costs are going to potentially be skyrocketing here, which then leaves less liquid capital to do all the funky contract stuff that the Eagles do, right? So we're just in a giant game of I don't know right now, and it's kind of crazy how all these like macroeconomic problems can actually have an effect on how the Bears build a roster, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
Brett, you've just talked me into and then subsequently out of Trey Hendrickson and also out of a stadium being built anytime soon. Because you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Back to the draft, and I think one thing that Bears fans are hoping for is that someone starts falling in love with quarterbacks named Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart, and maybe those players are taken ahead of the Bears, driving down more players and more options for the Bears at number 10. What do you think the chances are either or both of those guys get drafted somewhere in the top nine?
I definitely don't think Dart is going to go top nine. I think Shedeur might. Now, I personally don't have that high of a grade on Shedeur to justify taking him in the top 10, but he's a quarterback, and quarterbacks go high whether their grade is that high or not, right? I think it's possible he goes to New Orleans at nine. And I actually think out of all the teams in the top 10, he actually probably fits them the best as far as the type of offense that I think Kellen's going to run. They have a franchise left tackle. They have a wide receiver one. They're in a dome. So I think him in New Orleans just makes sense. If he gets past New Orleans and he is available at 10, now you could see, you know, potentially you kind of dangle that carrot to like Pittsburgh. And I don't think Pittsburgh would pay a huge price to come up, but you could at least get on the phone and be like, do you want to make sure you get him or not? Because in front of them, like, you know, there's just a lot of picks between there, right? So, and you know, maybe you call the Rams and say like, hey, do you want to make sure you get him? I don't think it would be a massive haul because he's not that kind of prospect, but if you really wanted to move down, your best hope is Shedeur ending up at 10.
Wow. Well, I think the other question is, when you're considering the tiers of players, and we're talking to Brett Coleman, I think about just anything and everything at this point under the sun. I joke, but it's a lot of fun to talk to you about, just not NFL, but all the things around the NFL as well. And you can check out his work on YouTube, of course, Brett's. And I do want to ask you about this. If you're saying that the Bears with a top 10 pick are already looking at what you consider the second tier, where do you think that second tier begins in this draft?
Six, maybe, like six or seven.
Okay.
I would say. And what's crazy is like that second tier goes all the way till the end of the first round. there's 50 guys that you could make a case for getting taken in the first round this year. And the difference in the grade between like who's going to go at 15 and who's going to go at 35 is not that big. So that's what actually makes this draft more intriguing to me than a lot of other ones, because everybody sees everybody differently. And that's because all the grades are so similar. And so like the small, tiny, minute things, like in terms of like subjectively grading a player, have that much more weight right? And so, like, I truly have no idea what's going to happen. Like, we could see Matthew Golden go at 12. We could see Matthew Golden go at 32. And both would make sense for me. And I think also that's kind of just what makes this draft compelling.
So where do you see players like Armand Membu fitting into that? And potentially, you know, some of the other offensive line names that we've seen, like Kelvin Banks.
I'm a big fan of Banks. I'm also a big fan of Membu. I think both of them should be top 10 picks, especially if you're looking at the teams that are in the top 10. Like, I think the Bears, they're definitely in the left tackle market, because if you're just looking at what left tackles cost now, it's like, do you really want to pay Braxton that much money when you could just draft a guy now and kind of do the Olu Fashanu plan and draft a year ahead? So I think the Bears are in the left tackle market, and they're hoping that Banks or Membu get there. But in front of them, you have the Saints, who do need a right tackle. You have the Jets, who need a right tackle and both guard spots. You have the Raiders, who could absolutely take a guard. If they see Will Campbell as a guard, I know most teams see him as a tackle, but if they see him as a guard, they could take Will Campbell. The Patriots obviously need a tackle. Even the Giants, like, if the Giants, for whatever reason, you know, if they want to move down a little bit and trade Abdul Carter to, like, the Panthers, the Giants would be in the right tackle market too. So even with the tackles that I really like in this class, even they could all be gone by the time we get to 10. So wow. It's just unfortunate for the Bears. They're like right after where I think the shelf hits, and it makes them kind of be in a very precarious position right now.
You're talking about the depth that happens right around where the Bears are picking that first pick. Looking at all their picks, especially when you talk about 39 and 41 overall and even 72, I've addressed this, Brett, pretty simply as the Bears need these four positions, and they've got to be starting level guys, if not at the start of this year, by the end of year one as rookies. And those positions are the tackle spot that you just talked about, also defensive line or edge rusher, either one. They need guys who can get to the quarterback, because right, they haven't had that for the last 4 years or so. And then running back, and then safety, as you mentioned off the top of this.
Yeah, and I think all of those make sense, right? And it's a big reason why, again, I think Malachi Starks is in play. I would even say Omarion Hampton is in play as, like, your break glass in case of emergency. Like, we're just taking a good football player, and we know Ben Johnson loves his running backs. So, like, I think Hampton's in play. As far as edge rusher, I'm just kind of looking at where I have guys slotted right now. Day one starters in this class, I have Abdul Carter, Donovan Ezeraku, Mike Green, Nick Scorton, I think, could start. Princely Umadmielen, I think, could start immediately. Josiah Stewart, I think, is going to go down the board because of size, but I think he could start right now. And so even at edge, like, guys that I think week one on the field with the ones, like Braden Swinson, I'll throw in there as well. There's probably only a group of like 5 to 8 edges, but after Abdul Carter, you could order 2 through 8 in whatever order you want to. And so it just really comes down to if they're going to fall in love with a guy at 10, and maybe they do. At defensive tackle, I think it's a similar kind of thing. Like, I think as far as week one immediate starters, you have Mason Graham, who, again, I'm not as high on, but I do think he's a starter. Kenneth Grant, Walter Nolan, and probably Derek Harmon, and that's in Alfred Collins. So there's 5 guys there as well. But again, you could order them in whatever way you want to. So it's just a matter of if they fall in love with a guy enough to justify taking them in the top 10. And it's a tough spot to be in because that cliff hits right before they pick.
Yeah, that was the part of it to me where I feel like it's not only about what you say when it comes to the tiers of who's available at the top. It's what the picks end up being valued for after that. Where we had Chris Emma on, one of our Bears reporters, last week talking about the value of pick swapping in this NFL draft in particular. Bears, we know, have 4 in the top 72. So could you see them using maybe one of those or maybe even a later pick to trade up to get somebody, knowing that that is the risk that teams take by not being in that top 6 that you mentioned, or even if it's 7?
I think that trading up to get a blue chipper from the 10 spot absolutely would make sense. But the the double-edged sword there is, okay, if we acknowledge that there is a wide, wide middle in this draft class, right? And there's going to be guys that are going mid-first round that you could have graded similarly to guys that are going in, you know, mid-second round or top of second round. And you have guys going in mid-second round that are graded similarly to guys going in mid-third round because the middle class in this class is so huge. Now you're actually thinking, okay, well, maybe I should just get more of those picks. Maybe I should get more of those day two picks, because if we can get a higher volume of players that are similarly graded, is that not better than just getting one really, really good player? Like, is it better to have fewer weaknesses or one more strength, right? And that's a total philosophical opposites as far as roster building goes. Like, do you want to build with blue chip talent and let your stars be stars, or do you want to make it so that your roster has no massive weaknesses week in and week out and we have a whole bunch of depth? You could win either way. I don't know what the Bears prefer there, but I think there's a bunch of teams that would actually want to go down, not up, because they think that they can get more similarly graded players in round two and round three.
I think the issue here is that Caleb Williams is probably the star of stars, and Ben mm-hmm. Johnson affects this, I think, as a whole. It's great to talk to you, Brett, about the Bears, and just not only that, but a good conspiracy theory in there as well. Maybe conspiracy is too strong. I would call it a, here's what has to happen in order for your dream trade scenario for Hendrickson. That was great for sure. Brett Coleman hosts the Film Room on YouTube, and he's the co-host of the Bootleg Football Podcast. Thanks for joining us here on the Midday Show on The Score.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.